And the background music of Larry Razavi at his Out of Town Checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program number 434 in that continuing series. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're coming up on 10 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon, 63 in sunshine, as our theme wraps up right there. And we have our guest on the line. We're going to bring him in right now and say good morning to Mr. Frank Zellner. Frank, how are you doing?
All right. Real good.
That's great. And where are we visiting with you right now? Are you at home? Where do you make home?
Well, I'm in Glencoe already. We play at the Playmore Ballroom at Glencoe this afternoon at 1:30.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I just arrived here about 10 minutes ago.
Perfect. That's wonderful. You bet. And it's a beautiful day for traveling today, so it's a beautiful day for folks to get out, come to the ballroom and do some dancing, huh?
Yes, for sure.
Absolutely.
Playing with the Nate Fredrickson Band.
Uh-huh. Well, good. That's awesome. So, Frank, when you're home, where do you make home these days?
Sleepy Eye. Between Sleepy Eye and New Ulm, a small town called Essex.
Okay.
And I farm.
Okay.
So.
Very good. And live there all your life, or where were you born and raised?
Sleepy Eye. I was born and raised in Sleepy Eye and lived nearly all my life in the Sleepy Eye, New Ulm area.
Okay, very good. And you went to school where? Sleepy Eye or New Ulm? Or?
Sleepy Eye. Public, yes.
Okay, very good. So did you take some music while you were going to school there, or how did you get started in the music field?
My dad had his own band when he was a child, and they had the Zellner Band, and then later on in the 60s, he started with the Jolly Germans, and I started with the Wenninger Band. They wanted, Peter and Paul Wenninger wanted Dad to play, and instead Dad was playing with the Jolly Germans, so he said, why don't you play along and start? So back in 1966, I started with Peter and Paul Wenninger.
Oh, wow. That's a while back. Yeah, good deal. And from there, how long did you play with Wendingers?
About 5 years.
Okay.
And then after that, I started with the Lee and Helgut Band.
Okay.
And I played off and on with him, and my dad also played with the Lee and Helgut Band. We did some recordings with him also. Mm-hmm. And when Leon passed here a few years ago, the Nate Fredrickson Band started, and I've been going with them, and it's a lot of fun.
I can believe that. Yeah, the youth there, the energy, it's just fun to see, I'll bet.
Yes, for sure. And there's always something, you know, different places to play.
Uh-huh. And I'm sure you've probably filled in with a lot of bands over the years, too, as well, huh?
Yes, I played with, I have sat in with Elmer Scheid a little bit, and Jerry Schuch, Earl Schmidt, Mm-hmm. And also Lester Shook.
Okay.
From Hutchison.
Sure.
So I played with other bands. Yeah, Urban Cease.
Okay.
The list kind of goes on.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't think of them all.
And I think tuba players were kind of hard to get for a lot of years. There's a number of tuba players out there, but there was always more bands, it seemed like, than tuba players. So you guys were kind of in demand, huh?
Yes, for sure, for sure. You kind of develop a pattern with listening to other bands, tuba players and other bands.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of followed that, and I probably got a mix between my dad playing with the Jolly Germans, Leonard Chelner, and Hillary Haig with Errol Schmidt. I like that. And Jay Patterson from Waite Park.
Sure.
You kind of pick a pattern out and you develop your own style.
Sure.
Or I developed my own style, kind of, you know. But, and I enjoy it. I probably in my older age, I'm enjoying it more.
Very good. And what model or what brand bass horn do you play?
I have a Con 20J. I've got actually three Con horns. I do have a Martin. And I have a Yamaha. I mainly played a 20J that I bought new with Peter and Paul Wenninger. And I got a little, I call it a bar horn, a little 103B Yamaha that I play.
Uh-huh.
That I can carry around. I can handle it more. The other one is a large tuba, 6'4 tuba.
Sure.
And the small one is a 3'4 tuba. To kind of categorize them.
Sure. And they're all probably upright basses versus the sousaphone that you could throw over your shoulder?
Yeah, I do have one sousaphone, a 20K.
Oh, you do?
That was my very first horn,
uh-huh.
A 20K, but then I liked the recording style, so I purchased one of those, and I play the the tuba now rather than the sousaphone.
Sure. Yeah, back in the days when I was playing all the way back into the 60s and 70s, it seemed like all the tuba men were playing sousaphones that were playing in our area here, the local musicians. But now, the later years here, now I've seen more of the guys, especially the musicians from the New Ulm area, all coming in with the upright basses. So
that's true. Very true. That's uh-huh. very true.
Yeah.
I know my dad started with a Con sousaphone, and I started with a Con sousaphone, and then we went to tubas after that.
Sure.
But they play alike.
Yeah.
You know, the sound is basically the same.
And the sousaphones, I think, typically were more common in the marching bands. You've seen them in the high schools. Obviously, an upright would be very difficult to march and carry and play. But that sousaphone with that circular tubing going around your shoulder, it just fit your body much better. And the students could march with that. And so, yeah, in high school there, we've seen a lot of sousaphone players.
Yeah, that's right. I started in Sleepy Eye Public. We had a fiberglass.
Oh yeah,
because they couldn't get tuba guys to play the tuba or sousaphones, so they went. The school bought the lighter sousaphones, so people could
handle them much better.
If anybody was interested in playing, it would be easier to carry on a marching
sure.
band.
Absolutely, and I think those. Fiberglass ones were probably a little more durable, huh?
Yes, they could take a little bit better beating. They didn't get the dents in. For sure, yeah.
Oh. I don't know if you ever knew a guy by the name of Roger Van Heel. He was a tuba player up here in central Minnesota. He was also the county attorney for Stearns County and played with the Gil Stiles band back in the days, Ray Dronald band, and he had a silver one, and boy, that thing didn't have a straight piece of metal on it at all, but he could sure play it.
Yeah, it, dents really make no difference in sound.
No.
Yes. But I try and take care of the horns, you know. I've got a certain standard, and you try and I got cases for them all, so that helps.
Yep, and I think like in Roger's case there, it wasn't his first horn. He got it from somebody else. And, you know, they didn't have cases back in the days. Nowadays, they make cases for everything. But a lot of the equipment was not cased, and it got kind of pitched into the trailer. So it was pretty vulnerable. It would get dense pretty easy.
That's for sure. Yeah, but some of the early tuba players I know, they just throw them in the back of the trunk, either the trunk or the back of the pickup.
Yeah,
they get banged up pretty good.
Absolutely. I bet you in your early days with the Wendingers, they always pulled a band trailer too, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Yep, and boy.
A car in the trailer.
Yep, for the first, 30 years of my playing career, playing with the Deutschmeisters and playing with the Ray Dronel Orchestra, was a little guy, so I usually got stuck in the trailer up in the front there, packing that stuff in up there. So, yeah, it was quite the experience. Glad to have had it, but, quite some memories.
Yes, that was our job. Have before and after the pack, and then the leader of the band usually collected the money for the job.
Exactly. Yeah. So, well, Frank, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment. We've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Sure. We're going to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back to you if that's all right.
Sure.
All righty. So, greetings to one and all from the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausage. It's Oktoberfest and Germanfest time around central Minnesota this time of the year. The St. Joe Meat Market is prepared with a nice supply of smoked German-style brats, smoked Bauernwurst brats, smoked Knackwurst brats, and many more on hand to center your own Oktoberfest around. This week's Brat of the Week is a double feature, especially for homecoming week at St. John's and St. Ben's. The smoked St. John's Johnny Brats and the St. Ben's Blazer Brats. The smoked Johnny Brats are made up of lean pork and beef, the special Johnny Brat seasoning, real apples, wild rice, and maple syrup. All of these ingredients combine to make one of the most interesting and flavorful brats ever created. Meanwhile, the Blazer Brats start with a blend of lean pork and beef, seasoned mildly with mild Italian seasoning, with real sun-dried tomatoes added. Both of these brats have become regulars at the St. Joe Meat Market. You can come in this week, take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long in limited quantities. Always more in-store specials await you at the St. Joe Meat Market, so like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can always call 320-363-4913 for more information. And that's the St. Joe Meat Market thanking you for your patronage. Frank, for being our guest on the show, this is how it works. We put up a nice meat package at the meat market, and along with Chasm, we send that out to you. Hope that you and those around you enjoy it in good health. How does that sound for you?
That sounds fine.
Great.
Sounds great.
You've been known to indulge in a brat or two over the years at all of these jobs and festivals and gigs?
Oh, yeah. That's one of my favorites.
That's great.
Favorite meat, yes.
You bet. Yeah. And it seems like, well, this time of the year, I'm sure you guys will be busy with some Oktoberfest too. But it just, the weather is cooling down. Just a great time of the year. It just seems so festive, doesn't it?
Yes, for sure. We've got Oktoberfest. It was sleepy. I had one yesterday.
Okay.
And in 2 weeks, I think New Orleans got one.
Yeah.
For the 8th.
Yeah.
Weekend 8th and the following week also. So I'll be playing with Nate Fredrickson band there also.
Oh, well, good. That's good. Mm-hmm. Well, you guys put out a new CD recently here, and we've had a chance to play it and preview it. We had Lisa on the program here a couple weeks back and played some of it. We'll play more of it today. But, they've really got it going, don't they? It's fun to see the youth and some of your favorite songs on the CD. What is it that you like about it?
Oh, I like the mix. It's a mix with country and old time.
Uh-huh.
But some of the favorite songs, I suppose, I did solo on Landlord Number 5.
Oh, you did?
And I liked the My Darling, uh-huh, you know, and Tommy's Polka. And some of the country, the CD is nice because you don't get all old-time music that goes into country. So it's a nice mix.
A nice variety, yeah.
A nice variety, yes.
Yeah. Now, when you play country, do you still play the tuba, or do you?
At times, it depends what job. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. If there's a bass guitar in, Bud Schrader plays in on some of them. I think he might be playing today.
Okay.
Here at Glencoe.
Uh-huh.
At the Claymore. I'm not for sure, but I think he's alone.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. And some of the bass players have learned to play the bass guitar. You haven't ventured to that degree yet, huh?
No, I haven't got that far. Okay. I should. That'd be a good deal, sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know in my experience, too, knowing a few bass players that have also doubled on the bass guitar or keyboards or something. And sometimes a concertina player will pick up the bass guitar and play that. So that makes your band a lot more versatile, and you still have a full sound, whether you're doing old-time country or rock or whatever. So, yeah, it's a nice feature to have.
Yes, that is nice. That's very nice.
You bet. All righty. You had mentioned Hillary Haig and some of the bass players. I was just wondering, did you get to meet Derek Hommack also?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Sure. Did you ever get to meet Dare Comic, Elmer Scheid's bass player back in the days?
Yes, Dare Comic, yes. He was one of the top line tuba players out there.
Okay.
Yeah. I never played. I did play with Elmer when Dare Comic couldn't make it. I did sit in for a number of jobs with Elmer already, but I've never. Otherwise, I did meet him, yes.
Okay, good.
And Hillary Haig with Earl Schmidt, Jerry Schuft, when they needed a reed man, a sax man, Hillary would go on sax, and then I'd play the tuba.
Oh, yeah, okay.
With them.
So nice.
To keep the band. So, yeah, Hillary was diversified a little bit, too, with playing saxophone and tuba and whatnot. So.
Sure. Well, I haven't had the opportunity to sit next to you yet, but I'm a drummer by trade. I've done some drumming with the various bands. Got to do that latest recording with Lester Schuft, and of course, Gary Schrader is the tuba man on that one. Boy, what a great player he is, huh?
Oh, yeah. Very good.
Yeah,
very good.
Really neat.
Yeah, and he's diversified too, with
banjo and, yeah. Your favorite bass solo, do you do the Elephant's Waltz or any of those?
No, I don't.
You don't, huh?
I've soloed with Peter and Paul Wenninger on a lot of songs on their earlier albums.
Uh-huh.
But I haven't done them lately. I do get into it somewhat.
Okay.
But like the springtime.
Oh, yeah.
I have done the beer barrel already and stuff like that, but not lately.
Sure. Yeah, there's some nice solos in some of the different ones, Blue Skirt Waltz, Nebraska Polka, some of those.
Yes, there is.
And I just, being a drummer, I don't know, it seems like the drummer and the bass horn, you really connect being in the back row, being the rhythm section. I always say they put the pretty guys up front. The horn guys are all up front. And then us guys, we sit, they say you have a face for radio. Well, we also have a face for the back row. And that's fine.
That's fine, yeah.
You bet.
Be heard and not seen.
Yep, there you go. Well, good. Well, our time is running down, Frank, and I usually ask everybody about this time of the program if there's a memory that they would want to share with the listeners as you think back over your career, good, bad, or otherwise. We've heard of people getting stuck in snowstorms, playing for big crowds, going to the president's inauguration or whatever. What do you have for us, Frank? What sticks out in your mind
as
you think back?
I haven't given it. There's been a lot of snowstorms. I come back with Peter and Paul one time out of Hutchinson. I think we played in Little Falls.
Uh-huh.
And Pete grabbed, we were south of Hutchinson, Minnesota, and Pete grabbed the steering wheel, and he said, "Don't follow him." And the car right ahead of us went right in the ditch.
Oh, my goodness.
We were dragging snow. We were pulling a trailer and dragging snow all the way in. And that saved us.
Uh-huh.
But it's one time we run out of gas. Almost made it home.
Oh, my.
And it was a brand new car.
Uh-huh.
And we were within about 5-6 miles of Pete and Paul's place, and he thought he'd make it, but we didn't.
Oh, those are memorable times, and I bet you wouldn't trade any of them, huh?
No. Yeah, there's a lot of good memories. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Well, I know you've got to get inside and get set up and everything, so we're going to let you run. So, Frank, we want to thank you for taking time for us, being our guest on our Musicians Come and Play program. And I tell every guest, the good Lord willing, you and I are here down the road. We'll do this thing again sometime. How's that?
Sure, for sure. Yes, I enjoyed it with you, Ty. Yeah.
All righty. Well, very good. Yeah. We're going to let you run and have a great afternoon there. A great job with the Nate Frederickson Band, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yes. Thank you very much.
All right.
I'll be listening.
Very good.
Until we start. Thanks, Ty.
All righty. And there he goes, Mr. Frank Selner, our 434th guest here on a Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by the Nate Frederickson Band in just a moment. Larry Razavian is out of town checks with our theme right there, wrapping up our 434th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. Frank Selner, great tuba man, playing currently with the Nate Frederickson Band, and they're playing today, playing at the Glencoe, Playmore Ballroom in Glencoe. So, should be a great afternoon of music out there for the Nate Frederickson Band. All righty. We're going to get underway with the music by the Nate Frederickson Band. Here's a nice polka tune, one called the Red Raven Polka. We'll be right back. The Nate Frederickson Band, yes, the Red Raven Polka, and that features Nate and Lisa's son, six-year-old son, Adrian, singing, doing the vocal there on the Red Raven Polka. Yes, they involve their kids in the band, and I'm sure they'll probably be on hand this afternoon at the Playmore Ballroom in Glencoe. Right now, we're going to feature Mr. Frank Selner on the tuba on Landler number 5. Frank said that he did the tuba work, the solo on that one. Nice number there by the Nate Frederickson Band, one called the Landler Number 5, and featuring Frank Selner on the tuba solo. 21 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 63, our current temperature here in Albany. Old time polka time, it's a nice polka tune, one called the Schmaltz Polka. Nate Frederickson Band with one called the Schmaltz Polka. As we move into the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours, Jeannie Bonfeg and the crew over at Freeport, Minnesota. And Jeannie says, here is some copy for you, Cy, for tomorrow. Fall, last call for some great holiday getaways. There are seats still available for A Nashville Christmas to Remember, which departs on November 25th, returning December 1st. This tour includes deluxe motor coach transportation, guide, 6 nights lodging, two of which are with the beautiful Opryland Hotel, three shows, step-on guided city tour, numerous meals, major sightseeing, Christmas gift prizes, and holiday goodies on the coach. Enjoy this festive, fun-filled holiday getaway with Jeannie B's Tours. Gather your friends and traveling partners and call 320-345-1582 and call today to reserve your holiday fun seats. Maybe a mini vacation will be part of your holiday season plans. If so, a Bentleyville Lights experience could be the answer this season. Jeannie B's Tours is heading to Duluth on December 9th through the 20th to see the awesome Holiday Lights Expo. Tour the beautiful decorated Glensheen Mansion, shops of Canal Park, the Black Bear Casino stop, 3 meals, lodging at the downtown Duluth Radisson Hotel. A mystery stop en route that all will enjoy is included in the 2-day itinerary. Christmas gift prizes and holiday goodies will be furnished on the motor coach. Don't wait to call Jeannie B's Tours. The first December 5th, 6th, Bentleyville is already sold out. So call today, 320-345-1581, and Jeannie B's Tours will save seats for you and your group. Remember, seeing is believing. Branson is always a great place to visit during the holiday season. The November tour is sold out, but there are still seats available for Music, Mountains, and Mistletoe, which runs December 11th through the 16th. Now, this tour includes a motor coach ride, experience guide, 6 nights lodging, 12 meals, 5 shows, including the Miracle of Christmas at the Sight and Sound Theater, sightseeing of hidden gems of Branson, County Outlet Store, Bass Pro in Springfield, Missouri, the Cheese House, choices of the Veterans Museum, the Titanic Museum, Old Town Branson Landing. You will also enjoy Christmas presents, drawings, and holiday goodies on the coach. So again, call Jeannie B's Tours at 320-345-1581, and she will give you all of the details. And again, just from past experience, you will enjoy yourself. Yes, Jeannie B's Tours, Jeannie and her gang, and that includes Art Timpf and Estelle, Madeline sometimes, and there's just a host of them there. And fun people. Yes, they do it upright. So call Jeannie B's Tours, and they proudly bring us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Coming up on 26 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, temperature reading of 63 degrees. Here's a nice waltz by the Nate Frederickson Band, one called Maybe She's Lonesome. Thank you. The Nate Frederickson Band, Maybe She's Lonesome Waltz. 29 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, temperature reading of 63 degrees here in central Minnesota. More music on the way with the Nate Frederickson Band, and yes, they do a nice variety of country music. Here's one called The Blue Kentucky Girl. Recording there of The Blue Kentucky Girl. That features Lisa Molden on the vocal there, Nate's wife, Lisa, and a wonderful arrangement and some of the variety that you'll come to see if you head out to the Playmore Ballroom in Glencoe this afternoon and take in the Nate Frederickson Band. 28 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock in the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of those Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers, located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. And boy, just a nice drive this time of the year. I really like heading out that way this time of the year. See all the leaves coloring now. It looks so good. And yeah, the crops finishing off. And well, you bet. Kevin would just love to see you come on by and check out one of those brand new Hustlers. Never too late. It's always the right time to buy one of those Hustlers. This time of the year, we just cut our lawn this past week. Of course, the leaves are starting to fall, and so we'll be doing it several more times. And nothing better to take care of it with than one of those Hustlers. I've got a nice vac system on my big one, and picks up the leaves and the lawn clippings and everything so nice. Makes that lawn look just like it was vacuumed. Of course, Kevin has new Hustlers in stock. Check out the different engine and mowing deck sizes available. He has attachments like baggers and vac systems, suspension ride seats, Thatchers. All of those attachments are available. You can order those to go with your machine. Kevin does repair work in all makes and models, so check that out. Yes, I think there isn't probably a mower that Kevin hasn't worked on. I mean, he just works on anything with a motor, and he just has that green thumb for fixing them. So he has done so well for us, and I'm sure he will for you as well. So check that out. And, of course, Kevin does accept trades. So, yeah, if you've got old Bessie there, you bring her out to Kevin's and figure it's, you know, you want something new. He'll make you a sweet deal on one of those brand-new Hustlers. And, of course, he doesn't keep a junk pile around. So somebody's looking for something used. He usually fixes up old Bessie, puts them out for sale, and you can save some money that way as well. So for more information, give Kevin a call. His phone number, 320-363-7459. Kevin Mauger, just a great guy to deal with. You'll enjoy it when you visit with Kevin. And, of course, Kevin took on that Ego brand power line of equipment, battery-powered equipment, and happened to get some of those pieces as well. So he's got the battery-powered chainsaw, backpack blower, the handheld blower. He's got the battery-powered self-propelled lawnmower. What else didn't I mention there? The pole chainsaw, the edger. Yeah, he's got a whole bunch of attachments that go with that, all battery-powered with that 56-volt lithium battery. Just a great piece of equipment. So check that out at Kevin's as well. Kevin's Countryside proudly bringing us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Time to get in just a few more here. Gonna do one called Bernie's Polka, Nate Fredrickson Band. The Nate Fredrickson Band with Bernie's Polka. Right now, feature Lisa on the piano, Miller's Landler with a piano solo. Thank you. The Nate Frederickson Band, Lisa Molden on that piano solo with Miller's Land there. Time for just a couple more selections. Right now it's the West Wind Polka. The Nate Frederickson Band with the West Wind Polka. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for dancing feet. And we're going to do that with a nice Landler tune. The Nate Frederickson Band, the Alpine Landler. The Nate Frederickson Band. Yes, nice job there by Nate Frederickson on the Alpine Landler and one of the up-and-coming young bands here in the great state of Minnesota. 15 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock. Temperature reading of 63 degrees here in central Minnesota.